Welcome back to the Unraveled podcast. My name is Nina.
And my name is Alina. And today I thought I might share the dating story that I told you a few weeks ago. I think it's time to share it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So I don't even know where to start. So I guess I was dating this guy mm-hmm. for about 5 months. Mm-hmm. And then we decided to make it official. Mm-hmm. And we had went to dinner for Christmas and we took a really nice photo. So I was like, out of just a courtesy, since it was my friend, I don't really post guys that I date.
Yeah.
Out of a courtesy, I was like, hey, is it okay if I post this? He was like, yeah, that's fine. Only your friends and family. And I was like, okay, so I'll just post it on Facebook. Well, I posted it on Instagram and Facebook. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, he was like, only your friends and family. And I was like, okay. So I thought he meant only friends and family setting on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So I went back on my Facebook and I toggled it to only friends and family. I took it off of Instagram because he didn't want like the public to see it. He works in tech, so he's very like private mm-hmm. and is just very like not on social media, doesn't care about social media, all of that stuff. So
he says.
Correct. So I wanted to be respectful of that. So I was like, okay, won't post it on Instagram. I'll just post it on Facebook, only friends and family setting. Okay, cool. A couple of days go by and he's already left. He lived in Houston as well. So he didn't live in Atlanta. He didn't live here in Georgia. I met him here in Atlanta, mm-hmm. but he lived in Houston. So there was a lot of traveling when we were dating and stuff. And he went back to Houston. And then a couple of days later, I was like, I'm going to post this on Instagram anyways. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. So I don't really, I'm not going to say I don't really care, but I didn't really care. So I just posted it anyways. Mm-hmm. And I was going to tell him that I posted it. So I did. So a couple weeks go by and I was like, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I reposted that picture on Instagram. And he got like really upset. Mm-hmm. He's not the screaming type or anything like that. He just was like, I asked you not to post it and you posted it anyways. And I was like, yes, I can understand why you're upset. That was very like disrespectful of me. And it disregarded what you had asked me to do and what I agreed to say I wouldn't do. Mm-hmm. So I was apologetic of it. And he was like, I said, like, I don't understand what the difference is because my Facebook is the same way.
Yeah.
They're both public. And even though it's only my friends and family setting, like not everyone that follows me is my friends and family. Like I have people that I don't know that follow me. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, well, that's a problem because I thought it meant only your friends and family. And I said, no, mm-hmm. That's just the name of the setting. And that's what I thought you were referring to. Yeah. So he was like, no, I want you to take it. I don't want you to post the picture at all. So I was like, I'm not about to argue with you. Like, whatever. I unposted the picture. And so then I started thinking about it. Like, later on that night, I started thinking about it. I was like, that means, like, if I can't, like, if you're having this, why? First of all, I'm thinking, like, why is this such a big deal for you if you don't have social media yeah. and you don't care? And also, like, am I just never supposed to post a picture of us if we get married or we're engaged? Like, that doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah.
And especially and I told him, like, you're dating someone who's very heavy on social media, who likes social media. And I understand I'm dating a very private person, but we're going to have to find a happy medium in between. Yeah. And for him, that didn't exist. So later on, the next day, he was working and he had a son that week. So the communication was mostly via text message, mm-hmm. Unless it was in the evening. Then that's when you usually talk on the phone when he has a son. And we were here texting and I had asked him at that point, I was like, I don't understand, this is a big deal. Like, you don't even have social media. And, you know, his response was, I don't mind you posting things. It just only should be on your friends and family. And I was like, well, that's not going to work for me because I would have to go create a whole new page
yeah.
to only be my friends and family. Like, that doesn't even make any sense. Mm-mm. So then later on that day, I actually had lunch with you.
Yeah.
And this is where you came into play. And we were talking about it. And I was like, and it was obviously really bothering me. So I brought it up and I was like, hey, like, does this seem weird to you? And you were like, yeah, it does. Let me do some research. And I was very skeptical at first because I didn't want to give you the information. I was like, but I was like, you know what? Like, whatever. What do I have to lose? So whatever. And the guy that I'm dating is African. So he has like his American, like the American version of his name. And then he mm-hmm. also has his African name. Mind you, when I'm dating someone, like I ask a lot of questions in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then I also even asked if he had social media and he told me no, yeah. he wasn't big on social media. That's why I even went to go find his social media stuff and I couldn't find it. This was yeah. in the very beginning when we started dating.
Yeah.
So, and I told you all of this at lunch. So you were like, let me see if I can find him. I'm like, Nina, you're not gonna be able to find him. He does not have social media. I've already checked for this multiple times. He does not have it. And
in 2 seconds later,
and I gave you the American version of his name, which I'm surprised he even had his profile under that. You found his profile like this.
Not one profile.
But multiple. Yeah, for Facebook and Instagram. He had one on both, Facebook and Instagram,
no,
right?
He has two on each.
He had two on Instagram? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And one account links to the other account. That's how...
Right. Okay, you're right. I do remember. Yeah. So, of course, you found his profiles in, like, 2 seconds, and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. So then I go, then you're like, hey, put it into your Instagram and see if you can find this exact one. And, of course, I can't find it. So immediately, I'm like, okay, that means I'm blocked. And which does not make any sense because I'm like, I looked for your social media when we first started dating, and basically I couldn't find it, so it confirmed the fact that you didn't have it in my mind. Mm-hmm. So, but given this series of events, it indicates that you blocked me from the very beginning when you met me, when we first started dating. So you intentionally went to go find my social media pages and block me so I couldn't mm-hmm. see your stuff.
And just for the audience to know, you guys have gone on trips.
Yes.
You know, this is more serious than, you know, some of the other relationships you've had in the past.
Correct.
You know, multiple day, overnight trips, just like you see a future with this
and
person.
And traveling back and forth to see each other because we live in two different cities. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to waste my time doing that if I'm not serious about you.
Yeah.
I feel like I date very intentionally. Like I ask all the right questions. I'm mindful of certain behaviors. Like I'm paying attention to certain things. So I ask all the right questions.
Unbeknownst to you, you have to ask if you're a scammer.
Or not. Right. Right. So back to where we left off. So you find his social media pages and I'm going to look for it. I can't find it, which means I'm blocked. So then, I think at that point you had to go. So then mm-hmm. I start doing a little more digging and I find his marriage certificate from his first marriage, which I was aware of. Mm-hmm. And then I found a one for a second marriage, which I was not aware of. Mm-hmm. So at that point I'm like furious because I'm like, okay, you lied to me about being married twice, which again, I don't really care if that was the case, but you didn't tell me that. Mm-hmm. I had asked you this in the beginning and you told me you were only married once to your son's mother. And like, now I'm finding out about a second marriage that I didn't know about.
Mm-hmm. And then there's record that there was a filing for divorce, but it never actually proceeded to
That was for the first one. But for the second one, that one I'm not so much worried about. But the second one is where, like, that's the one I didn't know mm-hmm. diddly squat about. Mm-hmm.
You confronted him.
So, yes, I confronted him about it. And again, mind you, this is all in text messages because he's at the office working and... we don't really talk on the phone throughout the day when he's working, especially mm-hmm. when he has a son, like the whole thing, whatever. It's just part of our schedule. And I also don't have time talking on the phone throughout the day as well. Like I prefer the evenings when everything's done, whatever, whatever. So that's just how our schedule typically works. Mm-hmm. And, so we're texting and I'm like, hey, I was like, hey, I know you're lying to me about something. I'm going to give you the opportunity to tell me the truth. And he said something which is irrelevant. And I was like, that's not what I'm referring to. I said, how about we start with when were you married? And he said, I was married in 2016 and 2022. Mind you, we started dating in 2024. That's like 2 years apart. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, you failed to mention the fact that you were married in 2022. When I asked you when we first started dating, you only told me about the first marriage from 2016, mm-hmm. 2016, 2018, something like that. And so he sends me a voice note in the text messages. And what I thought it said was, when you've been married twice, you don't tell the other person that you've been married twice because they'll just run away. They won't want to date you. So that's what I thought he said in the voice message, but that's mm-hmm. not what he said, but that's mm-hmm. what I thought he said. Mm-hmm. And, I was like, well, if you would have just told me in the beginning, that's not a problem for me. I wouldn't have cared, but now I'm finding this out later. And I'm finding it out to be as a lie. Mm-hmm. So I do have a problem with that.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember what happened. Because this happened like a few, like it's been at least a month and a half or so. So I'm trying, mm-hmm. I should have had this conversation earlier because then it would have been fresh on my memory. So then that happened and so then again, I asked him, after that happened, I said, are you still married? Mm-hmm. And he said, why don't we just talk about it later tonight? And I said, okay, that would probably be the best idea. Mm-hmm. So he calls me later on in that evening and he was like, hey, did you like not understand the voice message? And I said, and I repeated to him what I thought I thought it had said, mm-hmm. which was incorrect. He said that what the voice message actually said and what he repeated to me was, when you're looking for your second and third wife, you don't tell the person that you're talking to, mm-hmm. pursuing, that they're going to be the third wife, because they'll just run away. What you do is you make them fall in love with you first. You get them to see the pleasure of being with you first. So then that way, when you tell them, oh, you're going to be a second wife or the third wife, then they won't run away. They'll mm-hmm. stay with you. And I said, Brian, because I understand, I've dated a lot of African men. So I understand a majority of their culture. Mm-hmm. So when we first started dating, I had asked him, I said, Brian, I had asked you in the beginning, do you believe in monogamy? Mm-hmm. And you told me, yes, you only want one wife, like da 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 da. And so we had an understanding there. And then we had multiple other conversations throughout our relationship about polygamy and multiple wives and all of that kind of stuff. And we were both in agreement on what we wanted and what we were okay with and what our beliefs were, mm-hmm. religiously or just in general. And you blatantly lied to me. Mm-hmm. Like, you had an opportunity to tell me the truth, but also you knew how I felt about those things because we had conversations about them. So you lied to me in hopes that you were going to be able to manipulate me to get me to do what you want me to do. Mm-hmm. And he was like, typically when you're looking for your second or third wife, the reason why you don't tell them any of this stuff is because you want them to, when you're ready to tell them, you tell them what they have to gain out of it. And he was like, you don't want to know what you had to gain. I said, no, I don't really care. I didn't date you for any of those things. I dated you because we shared the similar values and beliefs. And
or we so were, you thought.
Yes. And we were aligned on a lot of things. So he pursues to tell me, he was like, I come from a really wealthy family and we pay like $100,000 per child, which honestly isn't shit these days. So, but, and we'll make sure the child's taken care of and da 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 da. First of all, I don't even really want kids that bad. So if I got to go through that extent, then I don't even need the child, mm-hmm. which I've already had conversations with him about. And so he knew how I felt about like all of these things, mm-hmm. and just blatantly chose to lie to me about the conversations that we had. And I told him, I was like, you know what? This is not what we talked about in our relationship. This is not what the life that I envisioned with you. This doesn't align with anything I believe. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm just not doing it. And I was obviously heartbroken because like I felt very like ambushed and betrayed. Mm-hmm. Like I just felt like this is just so like not expected at all. Because like this man has never had any of those like just crazy narcissistic or manipulation tendencies or characteristics, because I'm familiar with those things. So I would have noticed them in the beginning, but he never had any of those things. Like mm-hmm. this came as like a complete shock to me. And so obviously I'm devastated. I go to bed and the next day I'm like, I call a few of my friends that are African as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to them about it. I didn't tell them about the situation. The first friend I called, I didn't tell her about the situation. I just said, hey, like, tell me a little bit more about like polygamy in African culture. And she was like, Alina, I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Like I just would not wish that on anyone. And I was like, okay, that's all I need to know.
Yeah.
Not that I was considering it, but I just wanted to have a better understanding of it. So I wasn't like feeling like I was going crazy.
Yeah.
And then, I didn't tell her what had happened because I was just so devastated. I wasn't like in the mood to just truly talk about it with anyone. And then during that day as well, my friend Archer had called me and he's Ivorian. So he's from Ivory Coast. And I wasn't going to answer the phone, but because it was him, I was like, I'll answer the phone because if anyone's going to make me laugh and like put me in a better mood, I was like, it's going to be him.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to him about it. And I actually told him the whole story about what happened. He was like, Alina, is he Muslim? And I was like, no, he's Catholic Christian. And he was like, well, everything he told you was BS, because the only people that believe in polygamy in Africa are usually Muslims. Mm. So he just wanted multiple wives. So for him to tell you that's part of his culture is BS. Mm-hmm. And he, Brian is Nigerian, and I understand like there's different, you know, areas in Africa, whatever, whatever. But overall, like if that's a thing, then it's a thing. Mm-hmm. And I also spoke to other friends that I have that are Nigerian, and they all told me the same thing. So basically mm-hmm. everything he said was just BS. He just wanted multiple wives. Wow. So that's everything.
Wow.
So no, we're no longer talking. I immediately broke up with him, and I told him that, you know, next time if you're going to manipulate someone into conforming to your ways, it probably would be better to pick a woman who wants your money, who's insecure, and who needs a man mm-hmm. because you didn't pick the right one.
I mean, I'm sorry you had to go through that because that sucks. I mean, it's, you know, the dating world is crazy, to be honest, but you don't think, oh, this person is a scammer or they're trying to make me their second or third wife. You know, that's not usually the red flags you look for.
Correct.
But it just goes to show, like, you have to be so careful. Because people are just liars, right?
But then, like, how are you careful, though? Because, like, if you ask all the right questions...
And they're liars.
And you've truly vetted that person, and there's no signs of craziness, like, at that point, you don't know.
Wow.
Like, and it makes it so much harder to trust people now, because I asked all the right questions, and I'm aware of all the crazy signs, and the person just literally chose to lie to me about everything.
Just because...
Just because.
So it's almost like you need to have a friend that, let's say they don't have social media. See if they have social media.
Okay,
like
that's one step.
Run background checks or, you know, something.
Right.
But it's so crazy. You know, what about me?
It is.
I don't know.
It is. And I had asked him, I was like, if I didn't find this out, I was like, when would you have told me? He said, probably not until 9 or 10 months from now. And I was like at that point, we probably would be obviously seriously dating.
Yes.
Maybe even engaged at that point. Who freaking knows? And you mean to tell me that I would not have found out until 9 to 10 months from now? Are you crazy?
That is crazy.
Very crazy.
You're right. He should have gone with a girl that didn't have her own business, her own career, her own house, her own money. Someone who was desperate, insecure.
If you couldn't even persuade me to move to Houston, what makes you think you're going to persuade me to be a second wife?
You're trying to convince an expert salesperson?
Right.
With that.
Right? Just mind-boggling.
Wow. So, no more communication.
And the crazy thing is... Yeah, no communication. The crazy thing is, too, is, like, when I met him, I wasn't even, like looking to find someone. Like, I wasn't even dating. Like, mm-hmm. I was just at a club.
Yeah.
And he came to talk to me, and we, you know, we started talking. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't even like I pursued you. You pursued me.
Yeah.
And this is what I get.
Moral of the story, ladies, just be so careful.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not one to talk, you know, but I'm just saying that's so wild.
I know.
Wild. I know. So are you dating anyone currently?
No, I'm not. I'm okay. Just enjoying life. I'm just enjoying life.
Okay.
And honestly, like, it's not like I'm like out here like searching mm-hmm. for a husband, searching for men. If it happens, it happens. I'm okay with it. And if it ends up being the right person, great. But I honestly am just enjoying mm-hmm. living, enjoying life.
All right.
Yeah. And that's what I will continue to do. I'm young. I'm only 26 years old, going on 27. And I'm really just trying to enjoy life, live my best life. And mm-hmm. the right person will come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, I think that's our time for today. Let us know in the comments what you think about the story, if you've ever experienced.
Do I want to hear the comments?
We do.
I'm just kidding. I actually do.
If you're a woman, you can leave a comment. I'm just kidding. Thank you for watching. You can listen to us every week. We release a new episode on Wednesday. You can follow us on social media and listen wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for watching.